Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Guys, by now you've heard me talk about Collars & Co., makers of the dress collar polo. They've already sold over a million of these amazing shirts. Well, Collars & Co. just came out with the new Maverick Performance Blazer. This blazer is sharp and wrinkle-resistant, so you can travel anywhere with it. Just throw it in your bag and it will remain wrinkle-free. It even comes with security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So visit collarsandco.com and use code TIKI for 20% off at collarsandco.com.
Hey, what's up? It's Tiki Barber. If you're like most NFL fans, you spend 690 minutes or so a week thinking about football. Fantasy rosters, game day rituals, smack talk with friends. We put some serious time into the perfect Sunday. From the snacks, to the jersey, to the one lucky seat on the couch, everything has its place. You probably spend more time on your famous chili than most quarterbacks do watching film. But there's one play that gets overlooked. Making a plan to get home safely. It only takes 1 minute. Before kickoff, take a minute to order an Uber and get 25% off your next ride on a game day by using promo code MAKEAPLAN26. Now through February 9th. That's MAKEAPLAN26. Whether you're hosting, heading to the bar, or going to the game itself, make it a part of your ritual, just like checking the injury report or setting your fantasy lineup. Take a minute, make a plan, never drive impaired. Visit TakeAMinuteNow.com. This message is brought to you by Diageo, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and the NFL. Please drink responsibly. Diageo, New York.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tillamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Well, there's a couple of things I want to touch on with the Mets. Is that number one, you know, the good thing is, like you said, you know, you have Peralta pushing down McClain, right? You have Bichette in the order, at least veteran press. You don't have to rely on a guy like Ben. You don't have to rely on young players, say, hey, go get him. You know, right. You have to be the best version of yourself right away, even with Beatty and Vientos. And the other thing is, like, I'm anxious to get your perspective on keeping Benj, giving up Jet Williams. What your take is on what they gave up in the Peralta trade and hanging on to Benj.
Yeah, I think Benj was somebody they absolutely did not want to trade because they view him, again, as like a potential above-average center fielder, whereas Jet Williams was somebody, and he's honestly, and plenty of people have said this, but it was my initial thought as well, Jet Williams is a perfect Brewer, right? He's somebody who can move between shortstop, second base, and center field. He's short. He's 5'7", but he's also incredibly fast. He lives up to his first name. the Brewers just love those guys, right? Like Caleb Durbin fit that mold really, really well. Bryce Terang fits that mold really, really well. Joey Ortiz is a defense first guy. And it almost makes me wonder, like, Jet Williams has a better all around hit tool and power. Does he end up knocking Joey Ortiz off shortstop, even if I think he's a better fit at second or center? But they just love these guys who they can plug in multiple spots and be like, hey, we'll figure it out. We just want the options. That's how we build a really good team. Carson Bench, not that I think if they got Carson Bench, that would have been a huge boon for them. But I think what the Mets are banking on here with Bench, and it's something, it's the same story with McClain. They both came out of Oklahoma State. They were both two-way guys. Now they're focused on one thing. We saw Bench take off. We saw McClain really take off when he focused on pitching. Bench is now fully a hitter. I think they still see some roadway ahead for him, to take off even further and not just be like a good hit tool, above average power, 55s across the board. Maybe a few of these other tools get to 60s as he's, you know, even more focused on hitting in his second full season.
So we mentioned, okay, you've declared that it was more important to hang on, or in their eyes, more important to hang on to Bench than Jet Williams. Fair.
Yeah.
And then the other part of it was Brandon Sproat and obviously hanging on. And you tell me, like, maybe like it's such a difference, it's not even a conversation. And I'm not going to talk about McClain, but Jonah Tong, who I like, did Jonah Tong disrespect is insulting to me.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
And I may or may not be saying that because he's such a good guy, and such a good Canadian, and such a good talker, and also such a unique pitcher. But when they trade Sproat over Joe, just compare for me those two, Sproat and Tong.
Yeah, very different pitchers. Jonah Tong has elite metrics on his fastball. You know, obviously everybody was making the Tim Lincecum comps, but despite it being over the top like Treya Savage, he also gets really, really good extension. So it's kind of a low release point. And the fact that it's also rising or appears to be rising at the same time, batters don't know what to do with that. He added some velocity last year. The big development for Tong was changing the grip of his changeup. Now, he had a Vulcan grip. He stuck with that, but he moved the ball around slightly, got a lot more dip, a little bit more separation, made that into a plus pitch. Bigger question is, you know, he has a north-south curveball, 12-6, just drop it in there. That helps him play with that up-and-down game. He doesn't really have a pitch to his glove side. He has a slider, but it's not very good. Can he develop that to give batters something else to think about? Sproat, last year, he still has a pretty good changeup. He has a pretty good slider. He's got multiple different options. I think it's six different pitch types. He's got a fastball or four-seamer. He's got a sinker. But the four-seamer is just very average, despite having good velocity. He's somebody who can touch triple digits, but the metrics on it are just plain, and major league hitters are going to really crush that. I would like to see him go to the sinker more.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Because that's at least getting some weak contact. So even if he's not getting whiffs with it, it's on the ground. That's going to be a fit for Milwaukee, honestly, because they have Bryce Terang at second, Joey Ortiz at short. They have a really, really good defensive infield. So Sproat could be a good fit for them. But with the Mets, I think they still see some opportunities to grow for Tong, whereas Sproat is what he is right now. Could he get to be a number three? Maybe. But he's going to be in competition for that number four, number five spot in the Milwaukee rotation. And that the difference between his floor and his ceiling is pretty close. I think the Mets were willing to give up that and keep on to Tong, knowing that he could be a future mid-rotation guy for them.
What was your guttural reaction to that trade?
Exactly what I said. Like, this fits the Brewers so well.
Basically that's it, right? The Brewers get the Brewers players. And like people can pick apart, well, did you give up the right players? Did you get the right players? Did you demand the right players? Whatever it is. I mean, Peralta's a big deal. Like, I get it. He's going to be a free agent. But that's a big trade. That's a big commitment. This is the Juan Soto thing. It's the Juan Soto deal. Like, 1 year. That's it. Right? But you're like, okay, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but for who the Brewers want and are, this was a good trade for them.
This felt like this is what the Brewers do. And to a certain degree, I want to say, like, how could we argue? Because they're good year in and year out. They keep getting their opportunity at the dance. And the other part of me is like, yeah, but they haven't broken through yet.
Mm.
And I know the postseason can be a crapshoot, but at some point, if you want to get to the World Series, you have to change up a little bit. They're not quite willing to do that just yet. And they trust their development, which is excellent. They are as good at developing players as anybody else in baseball right now. They're really good at eyeing talent and going and picking it up. I mean, Freddie Peralta was not spoken about as an ace 3 years ago.
Mm.
They developed him into an ace.
Mm-hmm.
And he developed himself. Like, he deserves a lot of that credit too. But like, they helped get him to that spot. So I think they can squeeze as much as possible out of Jett Williams and Brandon Sproat. And those guys are major league ready. At least Sproat is more ready than Williams, I should say, but they're knocking on the door at the very least. So this isn't something where like, oh, we're going out and get pieces that you won't see for 5 years. This is how you keep the wheel turning. And that's just what Milwaukee does.
Well, listen, I've been wanting to ask you that for a while, but this is my way of doing it. So getting you in the door, say, give me the guys who are going to be on opening their rosters, and boom, it comes. Give me your take on the Peralta trade. It's a big deal.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.